Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about the situation. Any situation. I don't really even care. All right. How many of you celebrated the January 6th non-event? No, seriously. I mean, everybody, they made big deals about it over the weekend. And for what reason? To solidify it, the mind of the young, right? To rewrite history, and again, there's been no charges against anybody for sedition or any of those charges that they're trying to push. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, you've got anti-Israel. Seriously, anti-Israel events going on all over the country. What the heck is going on? What did we do to our young people? Honestly, what do we do to the point now where they really have no clue about history and what's going on and why we do some of the things we do? Right? Not a clue. 8, 5. No, really, I watched these young people over the weekend, and I really couldn't do anything but laugh about it, because I'm in the education world. I'm sitting here listening to these kids and thinking either their parents are feeding them this line, or a teacher or a friend who has no clue as to what's going on. Do you really think, this is the thing I think is hilarious, in a way, do you really think for a second that these pro-Hamas mobs that shut down pretty much every bridge in New York, including the tunnels, that it helped further their cause? You really think that knowing how New Yorkers are, they were like, wow, maybe these people are right. Yeah, I should have lost my freedom to go to work and go do other things this weekend because I think these people are right. No, you blew it, and you blew it big time. So hundreds of pro-Hamas mobs that shut down all the bridges and tunnels leading into Manhattan. It was a massive rush hour nightmare. And a video from the Citizens app showed groups gathering on the Brooklyn Bridge and for protesters blocking entrances of Brooklyn, Manhattan, Williamsburg, the Holland Tunnel. All thoroughfares that these people needed to get to work or get home from work. The New York Police Department has made dozens of arrests. Probably every one of them were let out with no bail, right? No doubt in my mind. The Post described the chaos, said the dozens of anti-Israel protesters swarmed three bridges and the Holland Tunnel in Lower Manhattan on Monday, blocking off all traffic and creating chaos. The demonstrators from the Shut It Down for Palestine marched. That, I mean, that makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? They marched through City Hall before groups of them descended on the bridges and tunnel police. Now, just after 10 o'clock in the morning, 40 demonstrators were on the Brooklyn Bridge, half on the, 12 on Manhattan Bridge, 75 on the Williamsburg Bridge, and 70 within the Holland Tunnel, you know, slowing these people down to a crawl. Seriously. Now, I'd love to hear from you guys. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. You think this helps or hurts their cause? If you're in the chat room, you can find the chat room at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can get involved in the chat there. Smarter people than myself in the chat room. And it's just amazing. I mean, who tells these people this is going to help their cause? Right? Nobody I know. I mean, seriously. Now. God. Let's move on. You know, Kamala Harris is becoming almost, it's almost like a weekly event. This is a bit daily, actually, if you want to get really serious about it. But I love the fact that she's in, now, she recently, I don't want to say gave a speech, gave a talk. Well, listen, you listen, I don't even know if it's a talk. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't understand a word she's saying. I really can't. Let's try this again. Go on, you can do it.
We all watched the television coverage of just yesterday. That's on top of everything else that we know and don't know yet. Based on what we've just been able to see, and because we've seen it or not doesn't mean it hasn't happened. But just limited to what we have seen. We all watched the television coverage of just yesterday. That's on top of everything else that we know and don't know yet. Based on what we've just been able to see, and because we've seen it or not doesn't mean it hasn't happened. But just limited to what we have seen.
Does she ever? Come on, help me out here. I'm reaching. Has she ever made any sense? These speeches she gives them, my God, it's like most people have this little buzzer in their head. And it goes off going, you're making no sense. You're making no sense. You're making no sense. Don't do this. Her buzzer's busted. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Kimberly Marin joins me. You'll love it.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Be part of the conversation. I know, you guys can say this by heart, because I say it every week. And I mean it. I mean, you got to get informed. Don't get engaged until you get informed. Okay? This is really simple. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Head up to the website, joemessina.com. Where you can watch live, you can listen live, and there's just so much more going on that you need to be aware of. Anyway, let me bring her on because she's always, she is up on a lot of this stuff. Kimberly Wren joins me, she does every week. Kind of, I want to say we kind of get the New England spin on politics, which definitely is different and confusing. you know, at times. Well, I mean, serious. Think about it.
I had someone recently tell me, Massachusetts is great and this and that, and I'm like, I fled Massachusetts. I was born and raised there. I fled. You don't know what you're talking about. I was born and raised there, dude. I know what I'm talking about.
Don't you love... No, I love people that I grew up in Boston. Where were you from? Framingham. Yeah, no, that's not Boston.
Exactly.
I grew up in Boston, okay?
Right.
My address was Boston, Massachusetts, not Framingham near Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah.
I lived closer than Framingham. I was in Somerville. I wasn't in Somerville. I was in Medford. Sorry. I was in Medford.
No,
10 minutes from Boston.
No, you were in Medfa.
I was near Winter Hill at first.
Ooh. Winter Hill.
Oh, yeah, right over the hill from Somerville.
Oh, God. So, hey, this will kind of tickle you a little bit. A California court blocked a new law banning people from carrying firearms in most public places. And these court challenges are going to go on. You know, Newsom's out there screaming, I'm just trying to protect people. You don't protect people by keeping law-abiding citizens from carrying guns, right?
I have two fingers up right now to Newsom. You can all guess what those are. Because... Let's just, basically what Newsom did is made it so that criminals have an easier time seeking prey now, because they know no one that's law-abiding or innocent will be carrying a firearm to protect themselves from the criminals. I don't understand what it is with Democrats and their love affair with criminals. I mean, we see it all over across the country with all the, you know, letting criminals do as they please, not arresting them for anything. And they just put, you know, states like California put gun control laws in that further help criminals to commit more crimes and harm more citizens. That's what these laws do. Nothing else.
Yeah, but you think about something. You get a CCW in California, you have to jump through hoops, spend all kinds of money, you have to do all this kind of stuff.
Can you carry it anywhere?
Well, if this law stayed, you wouldn't have been able to, you wouldn't be able to carry it parks, playgrounds, churches, banks, and any privately owned store that didn't have a sign in the window that said guns welcome here. I'm not joking.
Oh my God.
Right? I asked the deputy, I said, if this law goes through and I have my gun on me, I've got a CCW, I'm in my car driving down the road, I decide I need to run into the bank, I got to go into my trunk, make sure I have the right proper safe in the trunk, although I'm not supposed to leave the gun alone or by itself in the car. This makes no sense. I got to drive home and put it in the safe and then go back to the bank?
That would work out really well in San Francisco where, people's cars get broken into constantly. That would work out real well.
Well, give another reason, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. They always say, for everybody out there, they always say, in the name of safety, no gun control laws they ever try to implement have anything to do with safety, but everything to do with control of the law abiding. Not the criminals, because the criminals will use these as a free-for-all, but it's to control the law abiding.
So Governor Nuisance comes out, calls himself he is the gun control leader or leader on gun control in this country. He's going to push for stricter regulations. He said this is a dangerous decision by the court. Puts the lives of Californians on the line. God bless.
The only person that Mr. Laundrie is lives are put that are being put on line is the law-abiding and innocent. Those are the people's lives that are being put on line because he is trying to enable criminals to have... just attack them more freely. Because, see, in places where there's less gun control, criminals don't know if someone's carrying or not. If you have the right to carry, sorry if you just heard my dog cough. That was obnoxious. Now I lost my train of thought because he just did that to me.
Slap him. I'll listen.
Now I don't even know where I was going with that, Joe. Help me out here.
Well, no. It was a matter of talking about the gun control, the way they approach gun control. It's crazy. And they think by stopping law-abiding citizens, people who go out of the way to actually buy the gun, steal it, right?
Okay, now I remember. Sorry. So places where criminals, there's a higher potential that someone might be carrying concealed, there's not as much time typically. You know what I mean? Because they don't know. Criminals, we've talked about this before, criminals are cowards. They don't want to get hurt, shot, or killed. Even though they're committing a crime and probably deserve it, they don't want that. So that's why they, you know, they look for weaker targets, weaker prey, easier prey. And that's why they go to gun-free zones when they want to commit a mass shooting. That's why they go to places where they know, I know no one in here, no law-abiding person is going to be armed. Like that guy that time in the mall. Was it Indiana? He was in a mall. It wasn't a law, but the mall had a rule, no guns. So, of course, most law-abiding people won't carry a firearm in there. But one guy did and saved a lot of lives.
Yeah, they won't let you talk about that.
No.
Because you can't prove that if he didn't have a gun, right, maybe the other person would have been in there either. And maybe the other person would have just did what they were going to do and leave. Right, you don't know how many. They're crazy.
Still people would have died, and you don't know how many. That happened in another mall. I think it was in California, but it was undercover, not under off-duty officer who had a firearm and stopped a gang fight. That, of course, gang fights always harm innocent people too. It's more likely the children often than not, but because there was an off-duty cop in there who was carrying, even though the mall rules are no guns, he was able to save lives.
So, just to get your blood pressure moving some more, California became the first state in the nation to ban so-called crime-free housing programs. Okay? Because...
Wait.
Go ahead.
I don't understand. What is a crime-free housing program?
So if you have an apartment complex, maybe 10, 12 units, what have you.
Yeah.
We'll have to do this when we come back.
Okay,
I'll tell
I'm
you about
it.
You're going
to
love this. You're going to go, huh? What? I'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Matheny Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he does not believe his former boss, President Donald Trump, is an insurrectionist, despite what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
This was a riot that should never have happened.
the former president's words that day were reckless.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, Pence added he does not believe Trump violated the 14th Amendment and that he should remain on primary ballots. Some Americans in a recent poll indicated they believe the FBI might have been behind the events of January 6th, but Pence quickly refuted that when asked. Investigators of last Friday's Alaska Airlines mishap out west say the cockpit voice recorder from the Portland to California flight will be useless to them. NTSB officials say that is because those recorders often overwrite all saved data every 2 hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, just like Kimberly. Kimberly joins me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does, well, pretty much, I don't know, every week, unless there's something really crazy going on.
Wait, what week isn't there something crazy going on? Like, what, any given day, you can look at the news and see the lunacy around this country, especially from our elected idiots. Did you watch Idiocracy yet?
You mean the one? No, I will. I promise you. You mean the one that got us in another, what, $1.3 or $1.5 trillion budget? Anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Talk about that later.
Yeah. Because money grows on trees. Yeah. Taxpayer trees.
God. They don't see it. Let me tell you. They don't see it. But we were talking about the crime-free housing here in California. And so, you know, new laws, what new effect, where no matter what somebody's doing. I mean, you can have, to your point, you could have a meth factory in your kitchen, and even if your place is raided, until you're actually found guilty, they can't throw you out. And even then, they have to go to court and explain why they want you gone. The reason behind this that they give, the lunatics on the left, is that these kind of crime-free housing policies, as they call them, they only really affect or impact lower income, lower socioeconomic groups, number one. And it has no real effect on crime. That's according to them.
Well, how about just not committing freaking crime?
Yeah.
Is that really that hard? Okay, granted, we all break laws probably every day. Some stupid law that's been on the books for years, you know, speeding a little bit, you know, whatever. But we're talking, you know, you can be a child molester and not get kicked out for a year. Say it takes a year to get you the hell out, and then you could be in a housing thing with area with all little children. You could be a human trafficker. You could be a rapist. You could be a murderer. And you're not getting kicked out until you're found guilty. And you know how long court takes, Joe. At least they wait. I give a little credit that they're waiting until there's an actual guilty verdict, though. I don't disagree with that. Well, the meth lab, that's different.
That's kind of hard when the cops go in, you're mixing the stuff up to go,
you can blow up the whole place. So that's a little bit different, but I firmly believe in due process, but that some cases could take years to actually be heard. So you could have a child molester or rapist living in the same unit with women and children.
So
that's kind of...
I want you to listen to this logic, okay? Because I know you're going to have some fun with it. The person who did the study stands behind the study because she said she found that the city blocks with apartments certified as crime-free, they saw 21% more evictions than blocks without housing. So, what
do you mean? What do you mean blocks
it's like
without
saying,
housing?
We did research and we found out that people who speed a lot got more tickets than those who don't. I mean, it's kind of what they're saying here. So, you had more evictions in the blocks without such housing. So if you don't have the law behind you that says, hey, if somebody's got a meth lab in their kitchen, you can actually evict them.
So
if you don't have that law, you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying they compared places that had some special treatment if they were crime-free housing? Is that it?
Yeah, I'm saying according to the article, right? The apartment that had were crime-free, they saw 21% more evictions, which means that you had more landlords filing those eviction paperwork because they were breaking the law.
Was that the specific reason they evicted them? Did it say that?
Certified as crime-free. So, no, they don't tell you specifically.
So they don't even tell you that. They could have been, look, for 3 years, no landlord could have freaking evict anyone, even if they didn't pay their damn rent. So they don't even know. It's typical BS. They don't even know if they don't cite the reason, the actual reason why these people are evicted, it means that whatever their study means, it means nothing. Because there could be a slew of different reasons. Non-payment of rent after, the stupid DC said, oh, no, you got to pay your rent again. That means absolutely nothing.
Well,
it means nothing.
I remember one of the investigative reporters went through one of those apartment buildings, knocking on the doors and just saying, hey, the rent, whatever, is up. And, what are you going to do now? Do you have a job? And every one of those places he went into, he kind of slyly, brought in a, that's a nice TV. Where'd you get it? Oh, we just bought that at Best Buy like 2 months ago. And it was it. Like, oh, so you had the money for all this other stuff. You just didn't have the money for the rent. Got it. Okay, we're good.
No, sir.
Go ahead.
They did that? No, the reporter really did that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he went into the auspices. He was feeling their pain. He's like, so, you know, this is happening. And how long have you lived there? 10 years? Oh, cool. All right.
Wow.
And without actually pointing to it, he pointed out some of these things in the apartments. And I'm thinking to myself, look, it was like the crazy stuff that I used to do when I'd sit there and say, at church, and these people would be showing up, with gold wristbands, $200 sneakers and Mercedes, and coming for free gifts for the kids for Christmas. I'm going, really? Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'll trade you. I'll give you a couple of gifts. You give me the gold bracelet. We'll be good.
Right? Well, I mean, yeah. That's always the thing when you are feel like you're helping someone out, because I know we did that for families. We picked families and spent a lot of money to give presents, and it's like we don't know the families. It was through a program, and it's like I really hope they need this stuff. That's exactly your point. Because when I donate time or money or whatever, I really want to do it to someone who really needs it.
Yes.
As opposed to someone who's just gaming the system.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm 100% behind you on that one. And that was the stuff that always bothered me to no end. But your kids, when they're in school, they know who's having trouble, right?
Right.
They know what's going on, and you can help them that way. But, it's quite interesting to watch. When you read down, it's a pretty long story, but when you read down a story, it basically keeps coming back to their theme is that these people of no fault of their own are being thrown out of these apartments or, being nailed for this where other people aren't. Okay, well, that's great. Is that how we do the law? We do it based on who's getting what and who's not getting what and that kind of thing?
Pretty much.
You could fight it out later, but, God.
We don't, we're supposed to have equal justice under the law, right? Well, what the left wants is equity justice.
Yeah.
We don't have a fair justice system. We haven't in years because there's two tiers. If you have money, you can probably get a lighter sentence or get completely off. If you don't have money, you're basically screwed. And that goes across the country. That's a black, white, that's across the country, no matter what color of your skin, race, gender, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're trying to make it even further tiered. So that it's equity, and that's why you see them trying to do change all these laws to make it so the criminal gets more favor.
You know, it's, I'm going to switch gears on you because I want to hit a lot of stuff with you, but a recent poll has highlighted a shift in public opinion over the 2020 presidential election. Many, many, many Americans now feel that Joe Biden did not win that election. Which, I know. Right?
That's funny. Well, I mean, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and they really believe that they're starting to believe that the Biden family is truly a crime family. And I'm thinking, my God, what did he stop smoking dope for a week? Is that what happened?
That only took 3 years pounding it in their freaking heads. It's not like they saw it on MSNBC or anything. Eventually, listen, Joe, eventually, like you have friends on social media, right? You see stuff, and maybe your personal friends in real life, so you don't care. You just ignore someone else's politics, right? Eventually, they keep posting and keep posting, and eventually you look into it because you get curious. I mean, this isn't me. I'm just telling you from other people
right.
I know.
Right.
I've seen people go from not being interested in politics to asking me all kinds of questions over the years. You know what I mean? So it's very interesting. Like, you don't think you're making necessarily a dent, but you do when people see the stuff you're posting, and you can speak to it and explain it in a logical, evidentiary manner, as opposed to, like, just being emotional about it. Like, that's how the left works.
That's how you do it. You know, somebody made a comment to me last week, which is true. I should throw it by you for a second here and say to you, Republicans slash conservatives suck at the emotional issues or the emotional way to approach things. They are great at it. And more young people, you know, 35 and under, if you want to go that far, they are more moved by emotion than they are by fact. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more Kimberly Murrin when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You really do have to get the input, the information. I tell people all the time, you got to get a little bit of information so that when you're out there speaking to people, you actually have a clue. Because a lot of you don't have a clue. You talk like you have one, but you definitely don't. But I know somebody who has a clue. Kimberly Moran does. She joins me every week. Love talking about the issues of the day. You know, she's from Boston, so that gives her a little bit of an edge. And New England politics are much different than the rest of the country, aren't they?
Oh, God, yeah. Yes, they are much different. And it's different in every state. That's the crazy part. They're different, but they're different in each state. You know, Vermont is total socialist, but they used to be good on Second Amendment rights, right?
Right.
Maine is, the cities have taken over, just like most places, the cities are destroying the whole state. Massachusetts, that's just been true blue. God only knows when that fell off the cliff. I don't even know. My whole life it was. I mean, they'll elect Republican governors here and there, but they all stink. They're not good actual governors. Like Mitt Romney and Baker, that last one they had. And, you know, and then New Hampshire is like, it goes back and forth. New Hampshire's, I thought it would be nicer living in New Hampshire. I mean, it is. It is because I can actually make a difference. I can call a legislator and talk about legislation, but we let out-of-state college students vote here, so our federal representatives, quote-unquote, are all hardcore left-wingers, whereas our legislature is Republican.
Yeah.
A lot of freedom people. We have a good, decent amount of freedom, liberty caucus-type people.
Oh, well, that's cool. Hey, have you ever heard the interaction between Chip Roy and Jerry Nadler on the Second Amendment?
I have not.
All right. I don't know if you can hear this, because sometimes people tell me they can, sometimes they say they can't. Take a listen to this. This will really fry your buns a little bit here. Come on. You can do it.
Weapons for to defend yourself against home invaders, but also, let's be clear, against tyranny.
You said that you could use a semiotic weapon to fight tyranny.
Sure.
You mean you'd use it against American troops?
The very existence of the Second Amendment is designed purposefully to empower the people to be able to resist the force of tyranny used against them to step over their natural rights given to them by God. That is why the Second Amendment exists.
Nadler looked totally disgusted that he would say something like that. It was great.
Well, remember, Joe Biden said, was it Joe Biden said, you can't fight or no, we have F-15. Some one of those idiots said that.
Yeah, it was Joe.
Oh, well, you're going to release them. So you're telling us you're going to release F-15s on your own citizens if they dare, you know, to rise up against you. That's brilliant. That's great, buddy.
But the look, like I said, the disgusted look on Nadler's face, like, what did you think the second? Well, wouldn't you love to say to one of these people, kind of catch them off guard, but hey, what did you think our founding fathers had in mind for the Second Amendment? For real. I mean, shoot the deer off his front porch or the beer off his front porch? I mean, what did you think that was all about?
I think some of them are complete morons. We already know this. I mean, right. Just hear him talk. Like, Nadler, I think, is just being intentionally trying to look like a moron. But a lot of them, they know exactly what the Second Amendment's for. That's one of the reasons they want to take it away.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Because, you know, again, you can fight back. In any way, shape, manner, or form, you can fight back. But I don't know. In this area, we probably disagree. I don't believe that the majority of our military people will come against us. I just don't buy it.
I don't either. I want to believe at least with Leos, at least in rural areas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell you about the cities, but.
Oh, listen, the LA County Sheriff, who the LA County Board of Supervisors hated, it's an elected position, but the LA County Sheriff, when they put in the mandate not allow guns here, he said, look, I'm not doing that. That's against the Second Amendment. I can't enforce a law that goes against the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and he's like sheriffs, and I only discovered this several years ago when I interviewed a really good sheriff. Sheriffs typically are like the last stronghold in states because sheriffs can kick feds out.
Yeah.
If feds are trying to violate your rights of a citizen or the state, sheriffs can kick them out and say, get out, you're not doing this here. Which I love. I love we have that. Like, and it's detached from, like, the governor or the legislature or whatever. That is their role. Uphold the Constitution.
Yeah. Oh, no, listen. Ours, the sheriff here, the old sheriff, Villanueva, old-time liberal Democrat, as he called himself, but he was going through the beaches in Los Angeles City. And you could go by a L.A. County portion of the beach, and it was clean. And there wasn't anybody sleeping right there on the sidewalk, any of that stuff. So he went back and he talked to the LA County attorney and he said, don't I have jurisdiction in the whole county? And they said, yeah. He said, even in the city? They said, oh, yeah. So he puts his team together and he cleans up the beaches and a few other places.
Wow.
And when the LA City Council said, hey, you can't do that. He goes, oh, I can't. I can.
Yes, I can.
And I am. You know, nice. You're in L.A. County. I supersede you.
Nice.
And that's what I got. I got a whole bunch of respect for him at that point. I was like, yeah, okay, this guy has a clue.
Well, that's because all these other people are, especially leftists, they're just letting people basically do whatever. You know what I mean? They're not. Yep. They're not upholding law and order. They're not caring about they care more about criminals than victims. They care more about criminals' rights than victims' rights, and that's disgusting. Victims mean nothing in California. Nothing.
They have none. Absolutely none, right?
No, yeah, they just, and that's going on across the country. It's not just California, but it's really bad examples in California. Remember that woman who got hit walking her child down in a stroller down an alley? I think it was San Francisco.
Yeah.
That was horrifying.
Yeah.
But they felt bad for the criminal.
Do you think what he's going through right now? That he hit another human being. My God, I can't even imagine. What, the mother? I'm sure she's doing fine. they're sick people.
Yeah, seriously.
They're really sick. All right. You know, you heard that they're trying to pull down the William Penn statue?
Yeah.
I think about something. William Penn, right? He was a liberal, but he advocated for religious freedom and democracy. He wanted women educated. He wanted women treated equally. But these are in his writings.
What's their reasoning for pulling his statue down?
He owns slaves. What's wrong with you? Catch up.
Oh, my God.
Right? He put together treaties with tribes to protect their land and their rights. But, you know, he's a white lib. I mean, he's white. He was a founding father. He had slaves. And I think this is hilarious. So what's next? We're going to rename Pennsylvania? I want to watch what happens when they try to do that.
Right?
Because that's God. Next, right?
See, this is what commies do, Joe. They erase history.
Yeah.
They erase history, and then they'll change it. They'll change it. Because they don't... Democrats never want to talk about the great, amazing things we have done in this country and how this country moved forward. They only ever want to talk about the bad because they want people to hate this country, because they want people to say, I hate this country so much, we need to change it. And that's exactly what they do. It's all intentional, of course, but they don't want anybody to understand history, how it was then, and how we've moved forward. I mean, when I went to visit Andrew Jackson's plantation, I was really surprised that they actually talked about true history. And his personal attendant, who was a slave before slaves were freed, and he decided he wanted to stay. Many of them decided they wanted to stay because Andrew Jackson apparently treated them well. He was buried right in the same, in the family plot, like right next to where Andrew and his wife were buried.
Right. No, it's, this stuff is crazy.
Way back then, we progressed. You know what I mean? Like, way back then, I mean, and people don't want to get over that because they want to play victim and they just want to make everybody divided and hateful and deride each other and be chaos.
When people are acting crazy like that, when they're having these issues, right? This is when they make these little inroads. They can get in. They can make a difference.
Yeah.
It's just look at what they're, I don't know if you caught this, okay? There is a bunch of Republicans that not only are being challenged, but they're actually not just being challenged for their seats, but the Democrats are pushing for them to be banned from holding office.
What?
Simply for supporting Trump when they did, you know, the impeachment hearing, and a bunch of Republicans did not vote.
Wow.
Yeah. So they, the Constitution don't matter anymore, you know?
Yeah, these are the same idiots that say, we want to make sure we live in a democracy.
Yeah.
And they're the ones killing. Democrats all over the country are killing democracy, quote-unquote.
All right. Kimberly, always a pleasure when you're with me. Get better, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Jennifer Van Laar, Joe.